Just a few halachot in the laws of Sefirat HaOmer, coming from Chazon Avadya and Hilchot Yom Tov on page Resh Kaf Pet. First, Hakam over here brings the minhag that the Hazan makes Sefirat HaOmer first, and then the Kahal says it after him. This is based on a simple logic that says that a lot of the people, if they were to make it first, they might make a mistake on which night it is. And therefore, in order not to cause the people to make berachot lebatalot, saying the wrong night, so we assume the shliach sibur knows what night it is, therefore he makes it first, everybody hears the right night, and they would make it after. That's what seems from the teshuvah of the Rashba, in Siman Kuf Chavav. Furthermore, that seems also as well from Rav Chaim Palachi in Sefer Mu'ed Lechol Hai, Siman He, Ot Yud Tet. So now the question, which is a very interesting halakha that the Hakam brings, is like this. We know that really the halakha mitzvot sirichot kavana, that for a person to fulfill the mitzvah, he has to have kavana in order to fulfill the mitzvah. However, it's a machloket. There are opinions that say mitzvot enam sirichot kavana, and therefore, according to that opinion, the question is going to be like this. The Hazan made the beracha. He did not have kavana to be mosi the kahal, nor did the kahal really have kavana to be yotze. But according to the opinion that says mitzvot enam sirichot kavana, the fact that he heard the beracha and he heard the counting, he's done. He's yotze. And therefore, the Chaura now, we have always rules of Safek Berachot Akel. So the question then is, really, how can a person make the Beracha after he hears from the Hazan? In truth, this was brought down, this issue, by the Shulchan Aruch of Rav Zalman in Siman Taf Petet, Seif Yud Bet. And I quote, אם שמע הברכה והספירה משליח סיבור או מאיש אחר ולא נתכוונו להוציאו ידי חובה וגם הוא לא נתכוון לצאת ידי חובה אלא רק שמע לפי תומו מכל מקום לדעת האומרים שמצוות אינם צריכות כוונה לא יברך אחר כך כשיספור האומר בעצמו ששומע כעונה וכל שכן שיש אומרים שמצוות רבנה לדברי הכל אין צריכות כוונה. Which means, according to Rav Zalman, he says, if that's the case, or the Hazan said it, he didn't have kavanah to be motzi. The kahal did not have kavanah to be yotze. But according to the opinions that say mitzvot enam sirichot kavanah, especially when it comes to a mitzvah mit rabbanan, where everybody holds mitzvot enam sirichot kavanah, he says, you're done. It's considered you count, and therefore you cannot count afterwards. Then he goes even further. Vafilu im hashav be'et shemi'ato. And even though it's at the time that he was listening to the Beracha, he says, "She'enu mitkaven latzet yedei chova," which means he just had a pav intention. He said, I'm not going to have kavanah to be yotze. In ze klum leman damar mitzvot enam sirichot kavanah. The only way to let the Beracha not hal on the person, he has to have a negative kavanah. It's not enough for him just to say, I'm not going to have kavanah to be yotze. No, he has to say, I have kavanah not to be yotze. So Chacham Avadya now deals with this issue. The Chaura, according to the minhag that we just established from the Rashba and from the Harim of Haim Palachi, that the minhag is what? For the Hazan to say it first. Oh, but according to this Rav Zalman, you're going to put yourself now in Safek Berachot. So he writes as follows, tremendous chidush. He says, Hilkach tov adavar shiyomal beferush betchilat yemei ha-sefira, or whenever he remembers, the beginning of the Sefirat HaOmer, or whenever he knows this, once per Sefira, אני מכוון שבכל לילה מן הלילות של Sefirat HaOmer בשנה זו, שלא לצאת ידי חובת הברכה והספירה של העומר, בשמיעתי אותה מפני השליח סיבור או אדם אחר, אלא רק כשאברך ואספור העומר בעצמי. Which means, according to Hakam, you have to make this disclaimer once a year. You have to say, listen, from here on in, at least for this year, anytime the Hazan makes the Beracha, I do not want to be Yotze with his Beracha, and then, according to all she taught, be permissible to count again with a Beracha.